Guess what day it is?
It's Friday.
It's Friday?
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Could this day get any better?
This day can't get any better. Or can it?
Yes, it can.
Oh, yes, it can.
It is National Cheesecake Day.
It happens to be National Cheesecake Day today.
Can I interest you folks in some of our heavenly cheesecake?
Happy National Cheesecake Day. Cheesecake.
Are you eating the cheesecake without me?
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. On 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Yeah.
Oh, hell, forget about the weekend. I'm looking forward to today. It's Cheesecake Day. Come on. It's time to make a trip to the Cheesecake Factory. Choose from how many different options? All right. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. How you doing today? I know it's a little hazy, a little smoky, but you know what? It's still going to be a great day, and it's going to be an even better weekend. So let's get to this. Today's poll question at 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Which do you believe is more important to be investigated? Because here we are seeing the crybabies on Capitol Hill just making a mockery of law enforcement, pandering to the left. It's kind of disgusting, if you ask me, when real things, real issues are going on. Which do you believe is more important to be investigated? Dr. Fauci's handling of COVID? The January 6th event at the U.S. Capitol? And you notice I called it an event for a reason. The BLM / Antifa riots of the summer of love, as the mayor put it. Or was that the governor? Might have been the governor. Or the 2020 election fraud. Which do you think at this moment in time is the most important thing to be investigated? And then maybe we'll send that to the Speaker of the House. Say, hey, get off your butt and actually do the people's work. Because they're definitely not doing it now. Yesterday's poll question: will you comply with the governor's latest round of mask mandates? 83% of those participating said no. Something to think about is, you know, making sure that you get together with others, even if you don't know people, we'll have to start making lists. We'll make our own lists, because you know Sisolak's got them. What companies out there are restricting people's movements by requiring masks to go shopping, to do anything? Entry into their business, whether it be a local business or not. It is time for people to stand up. And if you're not going to stand up, well, I'm not going to shop at your business. Not going to shop at your business, whether I like you or not. Friends are going to have to be lumped into this too. CDC Director Walensky lies, contradicting CDC's own data. Let's see, COVID killing the classroom, the virus is making homeschooling go viral. That's awesome. DC Mayor urges City Council to refund the police. There's a shocker. Just a few of the headlines out there for you that aren't picked up in the mainstream media. Mothers with mask-injured children get law passed making school masks optional. Pelosi orders Capitol Police to arrest staff and visitors who do not wear masks. Dr. Samantha Bailey explains the fraud behind the Wuhan virus. Sorry, I was screaming into a megaphone last night, so I'm a little, little bit choked up today. Got a little bit of the scratchies. Let's see. U.S. Congressman, no. More than one. Blocked from visiting January 6th prisoners they fear are being tortured. Had one story about a man who supposedly, we don't know, we can't get in there, almost had his eye gouged out by a guard. Wasn't even fighting with them. Things being put out on social media. Thank goodness we have a thing called screenshot. Because you can take pictures of, well, what people really post out there. And it's pretty disgusting, actually, just so you know. I want to share this meme with you first off, because this explains it. You're not fighting for freedom for masks. You're not fighting for freedom from taking a jab. You're fighting for a lot more than that. A lot more. There was a really popular meme that goes around with President Trump leaning forward and it's all dark and he says, "They're not after me. They're after you. I'm just in the way." And it's like, yeah. But in reality, here's what it is. Picture your child, your grandchild, your niece, your nephew. Put their picture, put their face now on that meme. And change the words to, in reality, they're not after you. They're after me. You need to be in the way. That's what we're all doing right now. We need to be in the way of these tyrants. Flat out, as simple as that. We need to be in the way protecting the next generation and the generation after that. Keep in mind, this coming from the Healthy American, Peggy Hall. Great website, by the way. You should be signed up on that. Just one of many. American Frontline Doctors, you should be signed up on that. Somebody was asking me, saying, you know, I try to do the research and who do you trust anymore? There's some sites out there you can trust, like Peggy Hall. Legal analyst says DOJ statement that forced vaccines are legal is opinion, not law. Just keep that in mind. Opinion, mandates, all that stuff. It's not law. What is law is the Supreme Court. And that's what we need to get to. But when I talk about that we're fighting for the kids, remember, a lot of people pulling kids out of schools now because of masks. Where were you 2.5 years ago when Paul White and I were fighting to get people to pull kids out of school, out of the Washoe County School District, because their education sucked? Where were you then when they were pushing all this stuff down people's throats? I'm not going to hold that against anybody, though, even though a prominent Republican said, don't you think we should be going to the city, to the Board of Trustees meetings? Why pull kids out of school? Because that's what you have to do. You have to hit them financially, or nobody is going to listen or pay attention to you. And your kids are at stake. They're the prize, literally. This is pretty disgusting. This is a journalist. She writes for magazines. She, you know, has a lot of followers. Flora Gill, like I said, thank goodness for screenshots. Someone needs to create porn for children. Hear me out. Yeah, hear me out. Stick around. I'll get to the rest of her tweet.
Thank you, table tennis, for being the only Olympic sport you can train for in your stepdad's basement. Thank you, shot putters, for always looking like you're taking a phone call on a little metal ball. Thank you, Olympic medals made from recycled electronics, for ensuring that some lucky athlete is going to wear the iPhone 4 I threw out in 2013. Thank you, fencing, for being the perfect sport for beekeepers who have always wanted to say, you killed my father, now prepare to die.
A different opinion? We've got your 50,000 watt megaphone, 99.1 FM Talk. Call 884-9910 KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And so many things to talk about. My mind is just spinning. But as usual, talk and text open at 884-9910. And we have a special guest joining us at 1108. I'm just going to call him Dr. Chris. Not going to give you, you know, full contact information because he's retired. But Dr. Chris will be joining us at 1108 today to talk about just getting your body healthy. Nobody talks about that anymore, and it's extremely, extremely frustrating. So, Flora Gill, let me finish the tweet that she sent out. Someone needs to create porn for children. Hear me out. Young teens are already watching porn, but they're finding hardcore, aggressive videos that give a terrible view of sex. They need entry-level porn. A softcore site where everyone asks for consent and no one gets choked, etc. Yeah. And then she goes on to retweet after that. To clarify, children means 18. I'm not talking about 14, 15, 16-year-olds. Okay, last time I checked, an 18-year-old is an adult. They have the right to vote. They have the right to sacrifice their lives in the name of the military. That's not a child. A child is the 10, 11, 12-year-olds. And I love this. Napoleon in rags comments, next in line, entry-level drugs? Yeah. The thoughts of the left that just keep popping up for people to ponder. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910. Check in with Glenn this morning. Hi, Glenn. You wanted to talk about masks?
Yes. Monica, did you get the latest crime alert?
The latest what?
Crime alert.
Crime alert from where?
It's nationwide. Suspect is armed and dangerous. Last seen wearing a face mask.
Oh, well, yeah, that's a given. You look at all these crimes, that are happening in, you know, San Francisco, and you look at all the riots that happened. It's that I mentioned yesterday, Glenn, that's why they are bringing back the push for masks. And that is, we will see another round of riots, and those people will have to be protected. Glenn?
Yes.
You are so funny. Thanks for calling into the program today. Happy Friday and have a great weekend to you. Now we've got Mike on the line. Mike, thanks for calling into the program. What are your what's on your mind?
Hey, Monica, I called our great Democrat Congressman Mark Amaday's office today this morning to find out if he was over to find out what's going on at the prison with those protesters. He did not go. He has not met with anybody, and I doubt he ever will. So people should realize that Mr. Amity does not really care about the people in Nevada. He doesn't care about patriots. And, you know, they talk about him maybe running for governor. He'll probably do the same crappy job as governor as he's doing as a congressman. And he's very pro-illegal. He'd probably push for all the health care and benefits for all the illegals also as governor in our state.
You know, I'm glad you brought up the health care for the illegal mics, because I'm going to take people, when we come back from Fox News, on a deep dive of who's actually facilitating and paying for all that besides the taxpayers. And I'm going to teach people how to do this. But it's, again, we have local, you know, not just congressmen. We have assembly people that won't even visit the prisons, the Nevada State prisons, any prison in the Department of Corrections, because they're afraid of being there. You know, people are locked up even here in Nevada State Prison, like Jack Getz, the story I've been trying to get out, who need help, who need real representation, and they're not getting it, whether it be on the federal level, Mike, or on the local level. And I don't know about you,
but a lot of
it's pretty disgusting.
These politicians care about themselves.
Yeah.
Look how they hold themselves. Look when they're walking around. They don't care really much. We're all the peons. I don't know if you've noticed that, but a lot of them are like that. And it's both Republicans and Democrats are like that. But Congress is out of session, so Mr. Amity will be in town. He goes out to eat. He goes to local stores in Carson. He goes out to eat in Reno. He'll be in his office. Everybody should be calling every day. If you see him out, have a conversation with him. Something about Mr. Mark Amaday is he will talk to you if you're out places. That is something he will do talk. He sit down and talk with you. Ask him, why has he not gone? Admit, he was fine with voting to start the investigation of Trump if he should be impeached. Why isn't he pushing, hey, what's going on with these people here from this January 6th? We need to get these trials underway. We need to see what's going on. These people should be out on bail. He doesn't say a word about it.
Yeah.
But
and that's
for Trump, who actually did nothing. Oh, he was big on that.
Yeah. And he said because of the rule of law, you know, he brought the law into it. Well, I think the people need the law. They need the representation. Yeah. They need the help right now. Mike, as usual, thank you so much for calling in today. That's an absolutely great point. Yeah. It's the same congressman that you see It's the greens and the gates and the Bobarts and, yeah, nobody from Nevada. Because you know what? It really doesn't matter if you're a Democrat, Republican, Independent. Doesn't everybody deserve justice? Just a thought. It's the Monica Jay Show.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 991FMTalk.com.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And where do you find the urgency? Today's poll question. Which do you believe is more important to be investigated right now? Dr. Fauci's handling of COVID, the January 6th event at the U.S. Capitol. Love those crocodile tears. The BLM Antifa riots. 2020 election fraud. 923FMTalk.com and 991FMTalk.com. Yesterday's poll question also brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Will you comply with Governor Sisolak's latest round of mask mandates? 83% of those participating in the poll said no. Good for you. All right, let's get to this. I promise this, and it's just, it's incredible. Somebody sent me an email yesterday as we were talking about benefits to illegals, the services that they receive. And this is how it starts. It's almost like Ancestry.com, but for news, for what's going on in government that you don't see. So this person, who shall remain nameless, sent me this UNDACO Council, UNDOCU Council, Nevada Immigrant Coalition. This resource guide was created by immigrants for immigrants to identify resources during the COVID-19 pandemic. Immigrants and refugees across the state, so basically they're talking about illegals, across the state of Nevada can find specific information regarding access and resources for those that have a, I love this, for those that have a sensitive immigration status. Again, illegals. Information about this guide, contact Progressive Leadership Alliance of Nevada. We know that, you know, we know they're all about illegals and criminals breaking the law, things like that. That's fine. That's their thing. So this document goes through UNDACO Council. Frequently asked questions. What should I do to keep my family safe? I mean, these things are all the propaganda things that you see in the news every night. What do I do to keep my family safe? If it is safe to visit health centers, how will I pay for treatment or health services? Isn't that a question we all ask? What are my rights? Everyone in the U.S. has certain rights guaranteed under the U.S. Constitution, regardless of your immigration status. See section titled Know Your Rights. Will I be affected by the public charge rule if I access resources? Where can I find assistance for basic needs such as food, supplies, and more? Again, back to something I was saying yesterday about Catholic Charities. Several organizations, churches, and community spaces offer food and supplies available regardless of immigration status. See the section entitled Food and Basic Needs Assistance. Where can I find financial assistance for paying utilities and rent? You have options for that. C-sections titled financial assistance and utilities. Where can I find legal immigration assistance? It's all out there. So as I went through all of this, found this one interesting thing here. And it is, let's see. La 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 la. Who is behind all this? So I start using their links, because they've got nice links in this document. And I find this organization, MakeTheRoadNV.org. Okay, well, this has a link. So let's see what this is. MakeTheRoadNV.org. Because they've got a big play in this. This is, again, here for Nevada. Well, MakeTheRoadNV.org takes you to the Center for Popular Democracy. That who is basically backing this organization for Nevada. The Center for Popular Democracy. Okay. Well, this seems like the same old blather that you hear about everything else. You know, you look at their mission statement. The Center for Popular Democracy works to create equity, opportunity, and a dynamic democracy in partnership with high-impact base-building organizations, organizing alliances, and progressive unions. Progressive unions. I thought unions were supposed to represent all of their workers. No, progressive unions. CPD strengthens our collective capacity to envision and win an innovative pro-worker, pro-immigrant, should be pro-illegal immigrant, racial and economic justice agenda. Justice agenda. You gotta love that. Stop the raids. Stop the raids. Stop the raids. What does that mean? That means stop raiding companies that are using illegal workers. And I thought, okay, this organization seems interesting. Let's dig a little deeper onto CPD action. Join the movement for popular democracy. Well, I'm not going to go through their website. I'm going to go over to DuckDuckGo, as they show pictures of happy children and mothers, which, oh, by the way, you want to see happy children and mothers. I've got a ton of videos of them being bussed around the country, flown around the country, staying in very nice hotels with all their paperwork, coming straight across the southern border. So let's go through DuckDuckGo. Beware the Soros zombies. This is an article that they shared. So I'm reading the article and I'm getting infuriated. This was actually an article that was written, or it was published by the Washington Times. Well, we know about the Washington Times. They're headed to the Republican convention with a mission to disrupt and distract. And it doesn't matter if it's with truth or lies. Color of Change, let's say civil rights group, Color of Change, which Mr. Soros gave $500,000 to his foundation's latest tax return, collected more than 100,000 signatures on a petition to demand Coca-Cola and other companies withdraw their support from the convention. The petition that featured a Coke bottle with the label, "Share a Coke with the KKK." Remember just a couple of seconds ago when I said whether it's truth or lies? Because that's a popular lie that they try to progress, the progressives. Because most educated people know that it was the Democrats who started the KKK and still support the KKK. The faker-in-chief gave the eulogy at one of the highest members of the KKK and honored him as a man, a friend, and a politician. So, this generation just has no clue of what history is. But then, you know what? I can go further than this. So you do a little bit more. I even searched out Google to see what they would come up with. Funding CPD has received funding from the Bowman Foundation, the Ford Foundation. We know about the Ford Foundation. Might as well have listed the Rockefeller Foundation on here. The Democracy Alliance and the Open Societies Foundation. And for those who don't know, Open Society Foundation is George Soros. You know, the whole build back better, destroying this country from within. That's who the state of Nevada uses as a resource and as funding for illegals here in Nevada. Not only your tax dollars, but George Soros's money as well. Sean, you're killing me. So there you have it. Follow the money. And then go back and also follow the votes of the people who voted for the Office of New Immigrants that passed here in our legislative session. Another level of bureaucracy that so-called Republicans support. Follow the money. It's the Monica Jay Show.
On an Android, get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And however much time you can spend with me, I appreciate every second of it. And if you miss any part of the show, you can head on over to our podcasts and make sure you stop by my webpage at 991fmtalk.com or 923fmtalk.com. It's mirrored over there as well, because everything that I try to get to, and I do mean try to get to, and everything that I talk about on the air is pretty much on that webpage. If you get a chance, it's an hour-long program, but watch noncompliancethemovie.com. Go and watch the movie Noncompliance. It's going to answer a lot of questions about the Constitution. What Constitution? Which Constitution? And yes, I say which Constitution. People think that we actually live under in these days and times. And she's a firecracker. Again, firecrackers. Just, I love these women that get out and are speaking their minds and standing up for the American people. Because if you don't stand up, you're just going to get trampled over. You know, because there are people who are listening and following this guy.
If you are fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask. Let me repeat.
Yeah, repeat that for us, Joe. What did you say?
If you are fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask.
Yeah.
Let me repeat.
It's part of what they are doing. A small part. To make sure that it doesn't matter if you have a medical exemption. Doesn't matter if you have a pre-existing illness or cause. Doesn't matter if you have a religious exemption. They want everybody to have the Fauci ouchie.
Some question the government's track record.
How?
In 1976, the decision to vaccinate 43 million people against a similar strain of flu backfired. The outbreak never materialized, and approximately 500 people suffered severe side effects. 25 died.
We frankly don't know why there was that rare adverse event in 1976, and there's never a 100% guarantee that you're not going to see an adverse event now.
Yeah, that adverse event, you know, that includes death. So, do they forget that they actually do these interviews? That they're saved? Well, there are a lot of people who are not going to wear the masks, but let me tell you, there are a lot of people out there who aren't going to take the vaccination either.
Probably going to get me in trouble. But I heard someone say that if they try to force vaccinations on people, we need to flee to the wilderness. I'm not fleeing nowhere. It's been a few years, but I think I still got it in.
He's holding up his military uniform.
I think I still got it in. Now, I don't use my military background for phrases. I don't do that. Most of you didn't even know that I served in the Marine Corps, and that's fine. I don't really care nothing about all of that. But if you try to force something on me, I'm not running anywhere. I'm going to kill you.
Wow. He put that out in a TikTok video. That's the level we're at right now. And that scares the hell out of me. Because as you can see with the media, the propagandists out there, they're not stopping. And they're going to push people into situations that, well, frankly, none of us want to see. Well, American citizens don't want to see. The elites, those who are trying to turn this into a globalist agenda, the New World Order, they want to see a war. They want to see the fighting. They want to see the death and destruction. Don't let them have it.